today is Paul Fromm, and his website is cafe.nfshost.com, and he has a radio program entitled The Fighting Side of Me. And you want to tell the audience when that is on RBN? Paul, are you there? Yo, Paul. Did we lose Paul? Or maybe he went to get a drink or something. So, okay, let's maybe just list some of these up. Okay, let's see. Where were we on our promises? Okay, let's skip down to number 5. The Memorandum of Understanding signed by the American and Israeli governments is a good first step, but there's much more to be done. A Trump administration will ensure that Israel receives maximum military, strategic, and tactical cooperation from the United States, and the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, will not limit the support that we give. Further, Congress will not be limited to give support greater than that provided by the MOU if it chooses to do so. Israel and the United States benefit tremendously from what each country brings to the table. The relationship is a two-way street. I really don't think that's true. It's a one-way street. We give it all, and they take it. We sent billions of dollars over there. So, do you remember the statement that you were going to finish?
Yes. One of the things, I don't think an American politician could get elected in the present situation without by taking a directly antagonistic stand on Israel. I just don't, because part of the coalition that Trump had to put together involved Christian evangelicals. I don't think he had much of a choice. Now, the question is, does Trump know any better, or does he believe this stuff? It's interesting that he got almost no support from mainstream Jewish groups. In fact, Jews were among the most fanatical in trying to knock him down and destroy him.
Some of them, just a section of them.
I think there's certainly reason to be worried and cautious. Trump, on the other hand, has said he does not want endless involvement in the Middle East. Now, he doesn't want American armed forces. I don't think he's much into regime change. Israel also opposes the present, I mean, is in favor of regime change in Syria. Trump is not. And I think Trump, having dealt with Jews, having grown up in New York City, and dealt with Jews in the real estate business, it must pretty much know and understand them. Now, what are his true feelings? I don't know, but I read him as an American nationalist. Whether he's a white nationalist or not, I'm not so sure. But he's an American nationalist. Now, America's interests do not involve supporting Israel. In fact, Israel has dragged America into decades of interventions in the Middle East that have done nothing but create a lot of hatred for America, create a lot of refugees, ruin countries that were beginning to function, like Iraq and Syria.
And
Libya, yeah. When it comes down to America's interests versus Israel's interests, where is Trump going to stand? I don't know. I really don't. But I do see more hope in him than I did in Hillary Clinton, or in that very weaselly present occupant of the White House, the Kenyan there from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Right. Why don't we go ahead, Mr. Producer, do you have that audio, that 3-minute audio ready? Oh, he won't be able to hear it? Oh, rats, how come? Oh, okay. Oh, okay, then that wouldn't be okay. Okay, we had an audio, but Paul, you're not going to be able to hear it.
Okay.
And it's a 3-minute audio, and it's Mike Pence talking about how we love Israel, how they love Israel. I think it would be very informative for the audience to hear it, but I want you to hear it too. But there is, you talked about American interests. And if you ask the average American if they have an interest in bombing a country that they've never been to, and they don't know any of the people there, we're talking about corporate interest. And there's also something else. You brought up the UN. The UN resolutions against Israel from 1955 to 2013. There are 70, let's see, got to roll down, scroll down here. There are 77 resolutions against the Israeli state from the UN from the years 1955 to 2013. Guess how many resolutions there are, UN resolutions, against the Palestinians? Just take a wild guess.
I'm going to say one.
One. Exactly. One. And so, but what we hear on TV, we would never hear this on TV, actually.
No.
And when we talk about that list, the promises, it just makes me sick. It just literally makes me sick to hear those promises. And, I mean, it's just, and I just think, you know, it is outrageous that we should keep fighting in these wars. And the people that come home damaged, limbless, on psych drugs, I mean, they're the number that commits suicide each and every day is amazing. It's outrageous because of what they've seen, what they've participated in, and mainly because of the psych drugs that the government has placed them on. I mean, it's just it's pretty terrible, pretty awful.
And I think Trump has spoken out strongly in favor of more fairness for the veterans, and he really was the peace candidate in this past election. Hillary's the one who wants to have a war with, or a conflict with Russia, perhaps leading to war. I see Trump as a peace candidate. Now that doesn't mean I don't have concerns, particularly about Israel and Jews. I really do. But I noticed that he got, as I mentioned before, very, very little support from mainstream Jews in the United States.
That we heard about.
Yeah, but their media outlets just screamed abuse at him. I think that, you know, when he said the election was somewhat rigged, I think he was right in the sense that we kept hearing these public opinion polls that Hillary was going to win. Hillary had a comfortable margin. Well, the margin wasn't quite so good anymore, but Hillary was going to win. And then it turns of the 61 major polls in the United States, 55 predicted Hillary Clinton winning. Now, are they all incompetent, or did some unusual factor occur that they almost all missed? I don't think it's that they're incompetent. I think they deliberately lied. I think that there was a conspiracy among many of the pollsters to downplay Trump's vote in the desperate hope that they might be able to discourage a minority of people to stay home. People, I'm not going to waste my vote for Trump's going to lose anyway. I won't vote. I think, especially as they got close to the finish, that they knew Hillary was in deep trouble. I think we were just lied to. And the major mainstream media are pretty solidly in control of the Zionists, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, and they're all promoting Hillary. Now, if Trump is their guy,
I'm suggesting orchestrated opposition kind of a situation. And he did get a lot of free media attention that Hillary didn't get. I mean, all of her, she had to pay for all of her commercials. And she was so sure that she was going to win, that she had this party all set up with the cake and with everything was set up. She was absolutely certain that she was going to win. And it was a disaster for her.
And even that was corrupt, because apparently the Clinton Foundation paid for this.
Paid for it.
A rental, huge hall in the, what was it, a $500,000, the specially constructed glass ceiling and a $950,000 bottle of champagne, which she hurled at the TV screen, donated by the Saudi embassy. That just reeked. I'm pretty sure that a foundation like charities in Canada are not allowed to involve themselves directly in politics. So a foundation, which is, you know, charitable or 501c3 in the United States, I don't think they can legally throw a victory party for a politician. I mean, that to me was a scandal, not so much the big laugh that the party was a flop.
Exactly. Do you have a cat?
Yes.
I think your cat wants to be on the program.
Well, cat wants to be on the program and wants to be up on the desk between the TV, the monitor and me. And
I know. I have three cats, and I always keep my office door closed, and I would never, never let them in during my program. But the insulation in my office is very poor, and so yesterday it registered 54 in my office, and the rest of the house was 70. So I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to leave the door open. So this morning, the two male cats were in here just having a ball. You would think this was the holy of holies for cats. They were all over the desk. Leo was sitting in my chair. They were investigating every single thing. And anyway, they're not in here now. But because I know Leo would be right here at the monitor and we would be hearing his purr. I love cats. But anyway, when you look at the warfare, I mean, even going, I go back. I tend to go back and look at the beginning, the Spanish-American War, the two world wars, Korea, Vietnam, the first Gulf War, the current wars in the Middle East. And these wars don't include the bombings in the Baltic and elsewhere, or the CIA's covert warfare, wherein millions of people died in the First World War. Soldiers killed 9 million people, 9,911,000 people in action, and wounded, get this, 21 million. 9 million in action, well, 10 million, it's rounded up, and over 21 million people, citizens. And there were just about 8 million people missing in action for a total of 39 million. 39 million, First World War. In the Second World War, there were over 24 million military deaths and, get this, 49 million civilian deaths, totaling 73 million deaths, not including the number of wounded or missing. That is 82,911,000 deaths in two world wars, not including the almost 29 million wounded or missing from World War I. This boggles my mind.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be killing each other. And yep. And you have to ask, what's going on? Why? Why? I don't know.
Well, it certainly promotes somebody's agenda, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody in the chat room said, the kitty in the background sounds nice. Okay. Yeah, I should get a space heater. You know, I do have a near infrared sauna that I turn on. It's right next to the desk, but it makes noise, so I can only have half of it on. Anyway, I thought that was some music. Okay. Anyway, what is all this warfare? Why? Who's behind it? I mean, it's.
Well, I really do believe there are different reasons for many wars, but certainly some people tend to profit from war. And, there's an old adage, but I think there's a lot of sense in it. You know, not chercher la femme, not necessarily follow the woman, follow the money.
Yeah. And, well, that's true. Yeah. Bernard Baruch made $50 million in World War One.
And that was when $50 million was a lot of shekels.
Yeah, yeah, yep. It's the people that make the guns. I'm not talking about Rugers, or I'm talking about the big ammunition. It's those people, the people that create the uniforms for the soldiers. They're making money, but it's also. About resources, taking over resources, getting rid of independent governments that resist control by the banks and by the corporations. Right?
That's right. And that's I think, one of the several reasons that they wanted to get rid of Gaddafi. He didn't want to stay on the present monetary system.
Exactly.
But he was an organized and fairly strong opponent of Israel. These wars in the Middle East have very little to do with, Arab Springs or democracy or that type of stuff. They have a great deal to do with taking out Israel's enemies.
Exactly. And so on that list, I'm thinking, that they're saying they defend themselves. No, they don't. They don't. The people, they don't need defense from little kids throwing rocks at them. And the walls that they built, everything that Israel does to say, oh, we're building a wall to protect ourselves. No, they built the wall to keep the Palestinians from going to their jobs, to keep the Palestinians walled in. I mean, it's so deceptive in so many ways. Right?
Yeah, I agree. And that statement causes me a lot of trouble. I sense, though, in Trump a man who is not easily pushed around. Maybe these are false hopes, but already he has really, achieved some of the things that are important to our people. About Israel, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see, but the problem about waiting and seeing is that, things are going to change. I don't know. What is the opinion up in Canada about the situation here? Is there any kind of rhetoric about on the street about this? Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm, and his website is cafe.nfshost.com, and he has a radio program right here on this RBN network. Anyway, what were we talking about? I've been looking at several other things during the break. And, yes, I know what I want to share. You want to pick it up from where you were talking, what you were saying? There's a website, JewsChooseTrump.org. Talks about something that we mentioned before. And there's something that I want to share. We talked about the new CIA director and... who is, by the way, fully open, very open to surveillance programs by the NSA. John Rappaport wrote something on November 18th, 2016, which, in addition to what I've already said, that Pompeo introduced the bill that would become the Dark Act, banning states from passing laws mandating GMO labeling on food. Instead, the Dark Act introduces very weak and confusing federal GMO labels. Few people will pay attention to them or even realize they're there. And Rappaport goes on to say, I'm sure Monsanto execs are popping a few champagne corks right now, saying, hey, remember Mike Pompeo? Can you believe it? He's the new director of the CIA. If we need extra help, helping hand taking over the world's food supply, we can call on good old Mike. And he was, as I mentioned, and as Rappaport says, he supports NSA surveillance programs. And in fact, here's what he said about Edward Snowden, according to Rappaport, that he should be brought back from Russia and given due process. And I think the proper the proper outcome would be that he would be given a death sentence. Quote unquote.
Wow.
Just for telling the truth. Huh. And he's in charge of the CIA? Heaven help us.
That's really wild.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's picking his choices to fill the administration. He's not draining the swamp. He's maintaining the swamp.
Wow, that's very, very discouraging. That particular quotation.
Yeah. Yeah, kill somebody if they tell the truth. I mean, what does that say for alternative hosts like yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, if you tell the truth, hey, we're just going to kill you, okay? You're going to get the death sentence. Sounds pretty
awesome. I think one of the worst things that has happened in the United States has been the erosion of real civil liberties after 9/11. And there are a lot of people that go along with that, you know. Well, that's okay, you know, if they're only going after terrorists.
Well, anybody can be a terrorist in some right. people's eyes.
That's right. That term is used so wild. Broadly, you know, it isn't just people go and shoot people or blow up planes or that type of thing or blow up buildings in pursuit of a cause. It's so broad. It's so open-ended.
Yeah. What about all these people against vaccines? Aren't they terrorists? Wow, they want everybody to get a disease so they're not going to vaccinate their kids.
Yeah.
They could be considered terrorists, right? I mean, if you give a broad definition of terrorism, I mean, you could certainly include people who want to maintain good health and not put mercury in their kids in their infants' bodies. So I don't know. Anyway, it's disturbing. Okay, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF, naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. All righty. What were we? We were discussing a lot of things. Somebody in the chat room made a comment about, she said, and it's a quote, "I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't mind the lack of privacy," unquote. And that's how a lot of people believe. That's what a lot of people believe. They're so busy watching TV, consuming goods. I mean, look at the Christmas hall. You know, the Christmas. I mean, it's a big commercial. It's a commercial exercise where people go out and spend millions of dollars, a lot of it on credit, and then worry about paying for it. People have this attitude. As long as I'm not doing anything wrong, I don't care if they listen to my conversations. And somebody actually said that to me. And a lot of times when you try to tell people about some of these issues, all you get is apathy. They're naive. It's blissful ignorance.
Yeah, and throughout North America, we have become a very, I think, narrow and selfish and not very idealistic nation. I spend a lot of time trying to turn people on to freedom of speech in Canada, or at least to get them interested in those people being victimized for their free speech, or even for just an expression of an opinion. And, you know, a lot of people are indifferent, this says a lot about them. You know, my great friend, Canada's champion battler for free speech, the late Doug Christie, who passed away in 2013, said, don't go to constitutions or charters of rights and freedoms or bills of rights or whatever to find out what freedoms you have. You only have the freedoms you're prepared to fight for. And, you know, if freedom of speech doesn't mean too much to you because you really never have anything to say anyway, and you're going to take your cue from whatever is on the boob tube, or, I'm sure you can go through life and probably never have any problems with freedom of speech because, yeah, you don't talk much anyway. But it used to be that there are a fair number of idealistic people that would say, well, okay, it doesn't affect me personally, but these are rights that we ought to have. And I think to some extent we're losing that. We're also losing that because a lot of the newcomers to our countries don't come from a background of liberty. They're used to being pushed around, you know, whether it's the king or the dictator for life or the head honcho or whatever thug is in power. The rule is you keep your mouth shut, you try to suck up and be on the good side of the big guy, and maybe you'll get some favors and leave you alone. But the idea that you have a right to voice an opinion and say the big guy's an idiot, that's not part of their culture. They don't hunger and cherish hunger for freedom and cherish it the way many of our forefathers did. I find it a difficult and an uphill task, but to try to turn people onto it. Of course, the poor woman who said that is very, very naive. We have a situation in Canada. It was quite a tony private school in Vancouver called the Fraser School. And there was a senior high school teacher there. He taught law in I guess it would be the grade 12. And he said to his law class, quite often people are, the law will say one thing, but there are people who take different different points of view or don't agree with the law. And he said, for instance, the law on abortion. Well, actually, we don't have a law on abortion in Canada. A woman can snuff out her child, actually, until the head pops out of the womb. We have abortion on demand. But he said, well, like abortion laws, he said, I don't agree. That's it. He moved on. Well, there's a term I had not heard before until about a month ago. But apparently his remark triggered... Now, that's the term, triggered. A couple of the girls in the class, they got very upset, and one of them even started to cry. And after the class, she got together with another teacher, and they went to the law teacher and demanded an apology. Well, he apologized. He said, I'm sorry if I upset you. Well, that wasn't enough. She went to the school administration. He apologized again. And I can't quite understand. What would you apologize for? Apologize for your belief? Well, I'm sorry I believe this. That's disgusting. Well, anyway, he was fired. That's it.
Wow.
Fired for basically stating a fact. The fact is we have laws, but not everybody agrees with them. Well, that's true. I mean, right across the board, from speeding laws to marijuana laws, to gun laws, and that's how things change. When enough people disagree, and if they organize, the law gets changed, theoretically. And that is the fact that she was triggered, I would say, a spoiled brat. And don't forget, if she's in grade 12, she's got to be 17 at the least, probably 18, maybe 19. No, she's an adult. So she gets upset, and I see this story repeated in other
venues. There was a fellow at the University of Calgary, a student. He came into class sometime in February, in September, wearing a Donald Trump red Make America Great Again. Well, several of the women in the class went and complained to the instructor that they didn't feel safe. This is madness. They didn't feel safe. Come on, girls. There's somebody who has an opinion different from yours. You gotta live with it. Get used to it. But no, that wasn't what happened. The fellow was put under a lot of pressure to apologize. To apologize for what? Having an opinion that some people don't like? Our liberties are really fragile. And the very fact any of this stuff would be considered is, in my way of thinking, scary, and maybe helps explain that woman in the chat room who said, well, I don't care. I'm not doing anything illegal. I don't care if they spy on me. Well, I care if they spy on me.
I'm sure she was saying it as she was not for that. She was quoting somebody else.
Oh, I see. She's quoting somebody else. Yeah. And there are a lot. Yeah. Unfortunately, there are people who are either naive or selfish, or maybe both. The naive people think, well, it's only if you do something bad. I'm sure that's what that teacher thought. I'm stating a fact. Just because something is law doesn't mean everybody agrees. For instance, in my case, and he said, abortion. And all hell broke loose. The guy's fired. Apparently devastated. He's being run over by a Mack truck.
Yes. Terrible. Terrible. And, of course, as far as abortion in this country, it was okay by the Supreme Court in 1973. And since then, what is it, 58 people have died because of abortion? But it's so insinuated into the culture that people just accept it as a God-given right or a given right. I mean, if just because something, the law allows something, does not mean that it's moral. It just means the law has they've made a law. Because, well, when you read how it happened and who was involved in it, and the person that they used, that they exploited, actually never had an abortion. She had her child, but they exploited this person, and it was all based on one person, and they exploited her. She was unmarried, she was in a difficult situation, and it was all based on one person.
It's interesting, among the political class in Canada, there is no more precious right, I mean, no, a non-negotiable right than abortion on demand. Freedom of speech, and the same thing with our culturally Marxist Supreme Court. They absolutely uphold the unrestricted right to have an abortion. And it makes criticism, actually, very difficult. What happened recently is in Grand Prairie, Alberta, that's up in north central Alberta, a Right to Life group wanted to buy advertising space on the city buses. These buses have sign space on the outside, and they're... and the ad was three panels, and I think the first panel was a picture of an unborn child at about, 3 months, an unborn child at 6 months, 6 months is the pregnancy, and then a blank panel with just a splot of blood across it, and something to the effect that abortion kills. Well, the city wouldn't allow that, and the court upheld the city, and the Right to Life appealed on the basis of their freedom of speech. The courts upheld that, or the court in Alberta upheld the ban because it might upset
It might upset people who had had an abortion or were thinking of having an abortion, and the city was worried about hate speech.
I thought, Oh my gosh!
How does stating a fact about abortion, how does that become hate speech? Well, it was going to vilify women who had abortions. No, I think it raises a question. Maybe it's something that ought to be thought about. Maybe it's not a good thing, or maybe abortion is not the same thing as removing a hangnail or a wart. There's a human life there, I mean, I'm a person who's I'm not against killing personally. I think there are cases where killing's justified, but let's not pretend that abortion is anything other than killing. The Right to Life group is going to appeal, but to a higher court. But the courts are pretty corrupt. They create rights that never existed. I don't think we have a constitutional right in Canada or the United States not to be upset. I mean, I get upset every time I see a crowd of scraggly third world refugees. That upsets me, but apparently I don't have a constitutional right not to be upset, so they have to remove them. No. We've got a coddled, politically correct class that not only wants to impose their views on others, but wants to be able to cop an attitude about, well, I'm so stressed, I'm so upset. You can't say that. Your very presence upsets me, and that's what said to that student in Calgary who was wearing the "Make America Great Again" hat. And that essentially is what they said to the Right to Life group that wanted to advertise views critical of abortion on the buses.
And I mean, the truth is the truth. And I've interviewed several women who've had abortions, and most of them were very, they wish they hadn't, because it was just a really bad experience for them. Not physically, but mentally. Because, I mean, it's an act you can't undo. And I don't know. But as I said, just because something is legal doesn't make it moral. And, no.
What I feel is a pressing need is we don't need less speech. We need more speech.
Yes.
And
so people can make a real choice.
Yes.
They're getting one side of it. They're getting the pros that, let's kill babies. But when you really look at both sides, you have to look at both sides in everything. And that's always been my mantra. Look at both sides. Read the other read the other side of something so that you understand. But people who are looking, evaluating, considering abortion, if they don't look at the other side, they may live to regret that act if they go through with it. They should be presented with both sides of the situation.
Yes, and abortion is killing, and that's murder. Now, is it ever justified? Well, okay, perhaps, but let's not pretend it's anything other than killing. And I think that's what upsets these the city of Grand Prairie. Yeah, it wouldn't it be nice just to say, oh, it's her right, and that's all? But it may legally be her right. But there's somebody else involved. That's a living, breathing human being. There's another sign now. As far as this one I saw it just yesterday outside of Kelowna, British Columbia. It's a poster with two panels. Left panel, there's a cute little dog. Kill him, illegal. an unborn child, kill him legal. It kind of makes the point. Rightly so. If somebody goes down the street and sees a stray dog and batters him with a baseball bat and kills him, be arrested for animal cruelty, and rightly so.
Of course, absolutely.
You do that to an unborn human being. Whatever. These may be uncomfortable thoughts, but too bad. What I see very unfortunately is a real move.
Oh, we've got our music. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com, and we've been talking about quite a lot of things. Abortion is a topic that's very, very emotional for me, as it is, I think, for a lot of people. And I remember when the Supreme Court gave that judgment, and I went. I was at church, and I was so outraged. I was so upset, and I'd mentioned it to some of the other women there, and they didn't think it was any big deal. And I thought, my gosh, this is a huge deal. And I mean, there are people who cannot have children, and well, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was told by the doctors that I should abort her because I was very ill. I was in the hospital 5 times. I was just incredibly ill. And I said, no way. I'm not doing that. And I had my daughter. And I'm thankful every day of my life for her. And I'm so grateful that I rebuffed the doctor's suggestion, his recommendation, that I abort this beautiful child.
So, and I'll bet you've never regretted it.
I've never regretted it.
No.
Sorry to be so personal, but so when women do this as a form of birth control or other reasons, I mean, you really have to think about what you're doing and the life that you're throwing away. And it's not something to be taken lightly.
And that's what these Right to Life campaigns being put on by various groups in Canada and the United States are trying to get people to, I guess particularly women, to think about, look at what you're really doing. Because it's seldom put this way. You might not have thought, but that's a living, breathing little human being in there. Is this really the only alternative to kill it for? As you say, whether it's a matter of birth control or whatever, but at least think about it. Be aware of that. And that's, I think, vital to have that conversation.
Exactly. And when you consider this is a war. This is a war against humanity. I mean, think about it. I read the statistics from the wars that we've had. We're talking 58 million individuals in this country have been murdered by the very, very people who should be protecting their lives. Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you a couple of stories about that from Canada.
Okay, we're going to a break, and we will take calls in the next hour at 800-313-9443.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.